All right, welcome everyone. We're doing a deep dive today, specifically for, well, I know we've got some first-year engineering students out there, and I know some of you are still working on English.
Yeah.
We're going to keep things nice and easy to follow.
Yeah, absolutely.
So no worries if, English isn't your first language.
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. We're going to make sure everything's really clear.
Yeah.
So think of this as like a guide to some of the most important equipment you'll come across, especially starting out. And today, we're going to focus on three types of engineers: chemical, environmental, and those focusing on safety.
It's going to be a good one.
So first up, chemical engineers. Now, I'm looking at this list, and I got to say, reactors, that sounds pretty intense, like something out of a movie.
Oh, they can be impressive, that's for sure. But, instead of thinking like explosions or anything, think of it more like a big pot. Yeah, a really big pot where you're mixing things up, but on a chemical level. Like a lot of the everyday things we use, plastics, medicines, even the fuel for our cars, it all starts in these reactors.
Wow, so they're like building things, but chemically.
Mm-hmm.
I see distillation columns next.
Oh.
That's a mouthful. What's that all about?
Okay, so imagine you've got, let's say, salt water.
Okay.
Right, and you want just the water, pure water. A distillation column is basically this tall tower, and it uses heat to boil off the water, the salts left behind. It's all about separating things based on how easily they evaporate, I guess you could say.
So it's like purifying things.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, there's also something called a heat exchanger. What do they do?
Heat exchangers, those are all about saving energy, really. They're like, think of them as recyclers.
Oh.
Yeah. So instead of just letting heat escape, they capture it and use it somewhere else in the process. So we're not wasting energy.
Okay. So that's... That's pretty clever.
Definitely makes things more efficient, yeah.
All right, let's shift gears to environmental engineers. I'm seeing air quality sensors. I bet those are pretty important these days with all the, the talk about pollution and all that.
Oh, for sure. Air quality sensors, they're like our eyes and noses when it comes to the air, you know?
Yeah.
They can detect all sorts of pollutants, tell us what's out there and how much. That way we can figure out how to keep our air clean.
So they help us breathe easy, basically.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Next up, water sampling kits. So what do those do?
Well, with those, it's all about making sure our water is safe to drink.
Okay.
Think of it like a toolbox, but for water. You collect samples from, rivers, lakes, even the tap.
Right.
And then we can test those samples to see if there's anything harmful in there.
So it's all about keeping us safe from bad water.
Pretty much.
I'm also seeing soil testers and pollution control devices on this list. Are those kind of similar?
Yeah, they're all about protecting the environment, So soil testers, they check if the ground is healthy, and pollution control devices, those help clean up the air and water. It's all about reducing our impact.
Makes sense. Okay, last but not least, safety engineers. We've got gas detectors. Those seem pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah, you got it. Think of them as like guard dogs, but for dangerous gases.
Okay.
They can sniff out leaks before anything bad happens, like explosions and stuff. Super important to keep everyone safe.
Definitely. Now, I'm also seeing PPE listed here. What exactly does that stand for? And can you give us some simple examples?
PPE stands for personal protective equipment. It's basically anything you wear to stay safe on the job, like a head halt to protect your head,
right,
gloves for your hands, or special glasses to protect your eyes.
Okay, so it's like a shield for your body.
Yeah, think of it that way.
All right, last one, fire suppression systems. Those sound pretty dramatic.
They are pretty cool, yeah. So imagine a fire starts, right? And the system, it just automatically puts it out, like even before the firefighters get there. It's all built in to keep the building and, of course, the people safe.
Wow. So we've covered a lot of equipment today, from those reactors making all sorts of things to these systems that put out fires. It's amazing to see how much engineers do to, keep things running and keep people safe.
Absolutely. And, as you keep learning about engineering, think about the tools, how they can be used to solve problems in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what other engineering tools can you imagine? Ones that could help us build a future that's safer, cleaner, better for everyone.
That's a great question to think about. And remember, this is just the beginning. There's so much more to discover in engineering.
Exactly.
Keep exploring. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Absolutely.
All right. That's it for our deep dive today. Thanks for joining us.
See you next time.